I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. More now on Britain's Hutton Inquiry. This is the independent investigation into the apparent suicide of scientist David Kelly. He's the man who leaked information to the BBC suggesting that the government had sexed up evidence that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, this right before the war. Now, BBC reporter Andrew Gilligan, who broke that leak, says he's made mistakes. For our Thursday media segment, Day to Day's Mike Pesca talked with Rod Little, former editor of the BBC radio program Today.
Rod Little, yesterday Andrew Gilligan, the reporter of the story at the heart of the Hutton inquiry, admitted to more than a couple mistakes. He said his report gave the impression that his conclusions were the conclusions of David Kelly, the man who later committed suicide. Journalists like yourself have strongly backed the BBC's reporting, but do you think Gilligan hurt himself?
No, I don't. I think Andrew Gilligan's story was fundamentally correct, which is the line which he stuck to throughout the interview. Quite clearly, as far as the British public is concerned, he broke an important story which needed to be broken. But this whole affair, the Hutton inquiry, was the result of a confected outrage by this government, which took us into a war against Iraq, which it should not have taken us into. And upon evidence which had been manipulated by the government's own people.
Given his testimony, his admitted mistake, do you think that he was perhaps the wrong person to be handling this story, especially on live radio?
He's about the only person in the BBC who could handle that story. The BBC, as you maybe know, doesn't have a brilliant reputation for investigative journalism. Andrew Gilligan was brought into the Today programme precisely for investigative journalism, and has last year he was Report Broadcast Journalist of the Year. The year before that he won numerous awards, always for breaking original stories which were difficult and controversial. I can't think of anyone else within the BBC who would have been able to do that.
Now, you're saying that the BBC treated the Prime Minister exactly how he deserved to be treated. The story was nailed down and the facts were essentially correct.
I think that what he said was probably in the end true, which is that the government put into their dossier, the September dossier, which put the case for war against Iraq, they put into it information which they knew to be wrong. And I suspect he's right about that. But he probably shouldn't have said it because he didn't have evidence to that effect.
And at the heart of this was that his conclusion that he passed off as David Kelly's conclusion, it was improper to do that because it was really his conclusion, even though he said David Kelly could have come to that conclusion.
I think briefly in a two-way with his presenter, in a short interview with his presenter, he blurred the lines between what he was thinking and what he was reporting as being said by Dr. David Kelly. But that notwithstanding, I mean, he did 19 other broadcasts that day and was right on absolutely every single point.
What about the question of how the BBC treated David Kelly? Did it owe him better?
I think the BBC was mistaken in identifying David Kelly after David Kelly had killed himself. I think that you respect the confidentiality of your sources, regardless or not of whether they're alive or dead, and it was wrong to have done that. Other than that, I think the BBC behaved perfectly respectably towards David Kelly.
In America, some people read the New York Times, some watch Fox News, but I don't think there's a single news organization that has the trust of the majority of Americans. In England, the BBC is that organization. Do you think the trust will continue?
Yes, I do. I think the trust will be enhanced because the BBC, which is often criticised over here for being a pro-Labour, pro-Blairish news organisation, showed itself that it could face down a very, very serious government attack and was also prepared to do investigative journalism which challenged the government's own position.
Rod Little, former producer of the Today programme on the BBC, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
That interview by Mike Pesca on Day to Day.